Hey guys.
Yeah,
Good morning. Oh, good afternoon.
was your long weekend?
Was
Easy.
not bad. Although Amanda came down sick. Seemed like every time I have like some time off, she gets sick. So it's like it's not really anything, but it's just I don't know. But
That sucks.
It was all right. Too exciting.
Hey, Mallory, how are you?
hey, good. How are you guys doing? I assume you're talking about weekends. Anything fun? I don't think so here. We had our niece is like 25. She came down and we went to a concert Friday, so that was kind of fun, but that's about it.
That's cool. It's nice.
Yeah. How was your winter break, Joachim?
We were sick, unfortunately. So,
Oh, brutal.
yeah, it's this time of the year. What can you do? But we still managed to get some time out and do a little bit of skiing. So it could have been better. You know, it would have been better if we hadn't been sick. But it was still fun. So, yeah. I'm just waiting for the winter to be over. It's kind of crazy what's going on here in Copenhagen. It's like it's Arctic. It's I can't remember a winter that calls
We,
it's not been, you know.
yeah, we had like a cold snap, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, but we're still melting off the snow now. It's warm now, but for a while we were having about a solid week of temperatures in the teens of Fahrenheit, so we got all this snow and ice, and it was like followed by really cold afterwards, so it all stuck around, and now it's finally we're seeing the last of these all these giant icebergs of grit and snow and salt like piled up along the thing. They're finally starting to melt away, but it's been weird.
It's the same here. I don't really remember sort of, that view. But it's crazy. Yeah, it's like it's just so frozen. Yeah, weird. All right, so guys, should we, I don't know if you guys have any updates, but maybe let's take a look at the boards. We can chat a little bit about the stuff. Let me just see, because I had some. This window. Maybe let's start with you, Kurt. Do you have any updates? Oh, I'm sorry. I should probably switch to this one.
Yeah, so let me see if I can. It's hard to read the Zoom thing. Let me look on my own screen here. So I find it here. So, the stuff for the SLMP, the manual closed state model, the changes are done there. And it took us a little longer to get it fixed because we ran into some issue with the build, due to the libraries that had to be rehosted. And I had to took me a while, but I f finally found out there was just some missing includes in the Gradle file that were causing the build not to work. I'm not certain why they didn't show up in the jars that we had copied over, but once those were added, I finally got a build out. So that's built and it's merged into the 2.18x branch, but I need to figure out the ins and outs of how we need to get that deployed for testing. But once we can get that deployed, we can get that tested, and hopefully that will give them what they need for ILL Dev 264. And aside from that, I've been working to get the directory schema updated with what we're using in the broker. I have not returned to it since the weekend, I had originally tried to see what would happen if I just turned Codex loose on it to see what that would happen, and it kind of gave me like a pile of stuff to look through. It's not building yet, so I'm gonna go through there and look at it and see if it's worth trying to get that to something usable, or whether it's better to take more of a piecemeal approach to it. But either way, that's probably what I'll be working on that today.
Which ticket is that?
That's 281.
Okay.
Okay.
Triclot. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I don't know how, do you use any we've been chatting about this current, but do you use any of the AI tools?
Yeah, I've
No, you just
just
said
been
Codex.
yeah, I was so that was Codex I tried to use the CLI with, we had this whole conversation in plan mode, and then I let it go through and do all its things. I don't know. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna kind of look at what it generated and see if it's worth trying to use or trying to get it into a building state, or whether I need to take a more focused approach with it. So.
I would say I do think smaller bytes tend to work better with it, but
Yeah.
I'd also suggest you give Claude a shot because I still find, like, even with 5.3, Claude has an edge, especially now that they have their Haiku 4.6. But of course, Claude gives you is like a lot more stingy with its token limit, so you'll run out faster on the $20 plan, but it's
Okay, I'll give it a go.
I basically I sometimes even like build the plan with Codex and then have Claude run it.
Right. Yeah, that's one thing I need to do and see if I need to go see if Codex saved my plan, so I can I'll go see if I can retrieve that.
But yeah, it would still be good to like just like try doing one field or like a few fields at a time initially or something to kind of ease into it. All right, so Kurt, just so we do a little bit of cleanup on this board. So the API endpoint to render state models, that's been verified, right, Jason? You tried to use it?
I didn't know. I did try to use it, but I found that it was not in the descriptor. I don't think it seems to
It was
show
not.
up on.
Okay, that's good. So,
Do I need to
you,
update the descriptor then?
yes, you need to
Okay, so put it back into
update
progress
the
and add a note there, and I'll do that.
But I was thinking about it a bit more, and I wonder, what is this actually useful? What is it for? What is this actually useful for? Because on the front end, what we really need is a kind of a composite list of all the states from all the state models that are currently active, so that we can render, because the end result of like the thing we need to do with state models is generate a kind of facet, like a list of values we can filter on, because there's that drop down, and the current version is just insane. It's getting it from like translations or something. Which we do not want to do, but what we but the difficulty is that sometimes we have like one thing we ran into was similar states in different state models, and so we needed to specify, oh well, this is SLNP check in versus or checked in versus normal checked in or whatever, but for the ones that are shared, we don't need multiple copies of it. If the same state is used in different state models, then that's just the state in the list. And so it's a little messy just conceptually even. But yeah, we kind of need a union of the set of all possible states
Yeah,
for
and
this grant.
I think Jason, we talked about this, and I effectively you will need a union, but this is pretty much a one-to-one inputs outputs thing, right? So what Kurt did as part of this ticket is that he added some code to actually load the state model from the external file and drive the codes, mainly the state to action mappings with that file. And it was pretty easy for him to just return the file, to the endpoint. Since we only have one state model for now, and we really want to get to the point where we can use the system with that state model, I think you should use this. And
Okay.
then we will add another endpoint, which basically gives you like a union of all the states. I think the output will be very similar, but we'll do some shuffling internally so that, after it loads all those files, it can actually produce that union.
But
But
for the, I don't know, like, would we even, I'm not sure when else we will use this, but sure. There's a lot of extra data there, but that's fine. I can use that for now. Just it's fine as it is. I can it has a
just
list of
use it.
states, so I can get what I need once it's in the descriptor.
Okay, so Kurt, let's just get it finished, okay? Because this has been open for a while, so let's just add the module descriptor entry. Do you know where to do it?
Not off the top of my head, but I'm sure I can find the descriptor part. I mean, it's in the
It
change.
is in the broker. Yeah, so you just make that change and it will automatically deploy. Okay, then we have this mechanism for flagging protected fields. Where are we with that? Was that
We
merged?
haven't. I mean, n it wasn't merged because it only. It was just. Let me think. It's been a while since I did it. I think we just added like a test field kind of test with. But then, of course, it's going to interfere with once I change the directory model for the broker stuff. But I think we were gonna review that together, or look over it and see if it made sense. It's just been a while since we revisited that stuff.
So this should be in the directory somewhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just it was just a mechanism to list out a number of fields as protected, and then if they were based on the permissions that you had, it would either return the field or return like redacted for those fields or something like that. But do we? I mean, we still don't really have any protected fields yet, do we? Even with the new fields that we're adding from the broker.
Well, we already could use it. I mean, so for example, the ANSIP API key is something that Adam has to put in the path for now, but it should really be protected. So that's one example. Okay, but where is the, did you make the extension? Because the idea was to drive the list of those protected fields from the schema.
Well, yeah, so we I hadn't yeah, well, that was our first thought, but I wasn't able to find any way to add an extension to the schema that I could pick up from within the like there the like it didn't pass through any kind of anything I could pick up from the code.
Oh, so if you add like an X whatever property that OAPI code gen doesn't surface it anywhere, basically.
Not that I could find. It seemed like I just ignored it.
Well, it also brings in the, it like pulls in the whole OAPI spec. Like you can introspect it somehow, I think.
Yeah,
Like
maybe,
it.
or you can just load it, right? I mean, it's just a YAML file, so I mean, you could just do it manually if.
Yeah, if we want to revisit that, I can take another look at just trying to use the X thing. Like when I had done it, it seemed like it was a dead end, but I can go back and see if that's worth trying to do again.
Okay, because I so how do you mark those protected fields
It ju
here?
I just basically keep like an internal table of the fields that we have as protected.
Okay. I think that's gonna be tough to use. I mean, because that schema will you will need to change that code every time the schema changes.
Yeah, I mean, if a different field comes in that's not protected, I mean, I guess the question, how often do we envision the schema to be changing to something that's going to change a whole lot, or?
Well, initially, probably a lot because we will be adding a lot of fields. I mean, at some point, it will probably stabilize and we won't change it much more.
I mean,
But then.
I can go back and see if I can find a way to use that the extension field. It didn't seem like it was working last time, but I'm a little more familiar with it now, so maybe I'll get a little further.
I think that was the idea, right? I mean, so we wanted to we put it on the guts. This, hold on, this Zoom window prevents me from clicking. We talked about the solution that involves custom schema tags. Can you please describe the approach here? Yeah, I mean, so let's be explicit, right? I mean, so that's what we wanted from this. So implement a solution that involves custom schema tags to identify the protected field. Right, so let's do it like this. I mean, you have some experience now with parsing that JSON schema, well, the YAML files, whatever, in Go, right? So I think that would probably be the preferable way because then we have everything in one place. If for whatever reason this can be done, like you can't have some fields that are ignored by the code generator. But that again, just try it out 2 minutes, right? With AI, just verify that it's possible or not. If it's not possible, then we will just make a separate file, like a companion file where we just list the protected fields. But I don't think it should be hard-coded in the code. That feels to me like it's going to be a nightmare keeping that in sync. Yeah, so that's the alternative, right? I mean, if for whatever reason we cannot put it in the open API spec, then let's just make a separate YAML file which lists the protected ones. But that feels like it should be possible. Okay. So let's put it in back in progress. Yeah, let's get it done because then I think you will need this mechanism as we go and sync up the schema thing. I mean, that's one example where having it in the same file is just gonna be much easier for you to work with, right? So like this API key that Adam has, you could just annotate it with this custom field as something that is protected and you wouldn't have to do any code changes.
I'll do that.
Okay. SLNP, did we discuss this SLNP thing?
So I mentioned that talking about the manual close.
Yeah.
I mean the code is all in there. We just need to figure out how to get it deployed for testing. There's just some question about how to get the branch onto the I guess it's gonna probably go on SLMP 3 and 4, I guess, is the one where that branch goes to. I just need to probably get with Ian and David just to figure out pro proper branch to put it on.
Yeah, I'm just trying to refresh my memory here.
Oh,
It's been a while since I've looked at the SLMP stuff. I think things may have shifted around a bit on me, so I might have to ask David. But yeah, are we doing a lot more development on the 18 branch, or is this kind of wrapping up stuff? I'm wondering.
don't know. I mean, this is like some bucks they raised, so I don't know. But then,
I'll figure out then.
there's no SLNP branch, right? I mean, there's this 118 branch, isn't that the case?
Yeah, you know, I'm using that interchangeably, I guess. I mean, that's what the ZFL folks are on. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, so did you do it, Kurt, already? Just
Yeah,
the
sorry,
cherry
it's
pick?
done. Yeah. The changes are already made, and they're merged to the 2.18.x branch. And like I said, we had a little bit of hassle with getting the branch to build because of some stuff with the kinient libraries that we had to to rehost.
Oh, where'd that land, anyways?
It for some it wasn't building at first, and then I found that there were some, for whatever reason, it was throwing some library not as found exceptions, even though they were the exact same jars that we, as far as we know. But as once I was able to get those libraries added to the build file, it finally built, but it was just weird.
So you had to add extra dependencies to modRS or to like the Grails,
To the
the Grail.
build.gradle, whatever I think it's on.
But for the build.gradle for modRS or for the
Moderate,
copy,
yeah.
whatever. Oh,
It's
okay.
from, yeah.
That is weird, but hey, it works. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not super happy with how I published those jars, but if it worked, that's fine. I mean, I was able to find a library for Kinient Web Toolkit, so I published that the normal way. And then for the other two, I had to extract the moderS jar and then look at its dependencies and stick them on our repository. So I don't know if there was something about like how those were
Whoosh.
bundled together. So yeah.
Okay, so you couldn't build one of the things.
Right, yeah. So I just had to get the bare jar and put it up on our repository.
Okay. It's one way to do it.
Well, I mean, if you got another way,
No,
I'm
but that's no, I'm
very
saying
open to that.
that's good creative reverse engineering there.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm not thrilled about it, but that was how I could get it to get a copy of those kind of old libraries, so.
Okay, let's just get this done, okay? And if you don't know how to deploy, because my understanding was that we've been talking about this many times, but I guess the memory is short. So just double check with David if you don't know how to get it deployed.
Yeah.
He's the guy, right? That's the support DevOps for this. So, I mean, we need to put it. I think the agreement was that developers. Bring it to the point where they get it deployed. There is some actions, GitHub actions to get it deployed. So,
Actually, on SLMP 1 or 2, I just ran that action, and I think that's how it's working. So let me
yeah, I mean, I saw that there was an action for 1 and 2, but then it said like it was using the master branch, right? Which confused me. So,
okay. All right. Yeah, I'll figure it out.
okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's not waste on too much time on this because we really need to get focused on getting the directory work resumed, Kurt. I think that's really important. Talking about the directory, so what's the situation right now? If I go to this Richard, and actually, I meant to ask you, Ian, did you expose? Can we log in as those three different tenants via the UI?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the address for this?
RS1
Like this?
dot reshare dev hyphen dev reshare hyphen dev yeah dot yeah.
So what did you guys get it to the point where this, okay, so this directory doesn't even show here, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm somewhat confused about the requirements here, I think. I put everything that was in the ticket to create here. So do you want directory added here?
Well,
Because we were
okay.
running this off the mock.
Well, the mock is
I'm
just
still confused about how we're supposed to be testing directory and mock at the same time and everything. It just seems messy.
Well, for now, those are two independent trucks.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but we need to be able to test the directory UI. the new DirectX UI, right? So was there, I'm
So
sorry,
there's been two tickets for asking for environments here. One was to create just something which has the director on it, which I did. That was a tenant called Reshare 2, whatever. And I set up automation to deploy all the directory stuff. And then the second question was, can you deploy a bunch of Folio tenants with nsip for us to test on? And that's what this is. So I need more clear requirements if it's got a, if you want it to look a certain way, that's not how it looks right now.
It doesn't need to be integrated. So okay, so let me just get this straight. The RS tenants, that's just that's what? That is
Folio.
just the Folio stuff. And what about okay, this will need to get the ILL ops that JSON is porting.
Which
Those
app are those?
where is the
UIRS. Oh, okay. All right.
where is that JSON?
It's there's a fork on our GitHub. Yeah. And there's a branch there called V2.
Okay, but
Branch, branch, branch.
yeah. Okay.
That one. I should push, but yeah.
Okay. All right, so
Did you
let's
get, there's a ticket with Ian to deploy this on Reshare 2, and Reshare 2 is where the directory
Right.
currently is.
Okay, so let's I guess it's not that important as long as it's deployed. So let's just agree. Okay, so the Folio tenants on Reshare 2, and that's basically something that we just need to review, right? Ian, you completed this, the tenants exist, you provided the information.
Right.
Now it's Adam's turn to test this.
Yep.
And if he cannot test for some reason, then you'll need to help
Right.
him.
So there may be some configuration to nsip, would be my guess if there's anything to adjust or whatever. So, yeah. So those ones are the tickets I created, or the tenants I created from this ticket. So if they need to be different, someone create a ticket and tell me what needs to change.
Okay, let's do it step by step. Okay, so this is the first one. Those are the Folio tenants. That's done. So I'll put it in review.
Okay.
Okay, now we've got initial IL request and IL supply ports.
Yeah.
And okay,
So
somebody assigned that to you. Why was that
yeah.
us?
That's just for deployment.
Okay, but normally let's create new tickets for deployment because then it's confusing. But okay, let's just do it. So where should this get deployed?
I'm assuming it's this tenant that I put in the Zoom chat, reshare to reshare.index.com. Yeah, so there's a directory app there, but there's no RS app because there was no UI, so that's what this ticket is for, right?
Okay. So that branch will get deployed here, and the directory app is there, but it doesn't do much, but you can use it because Kurt figured out the permissions.
All right, well, first of all, let's do it like this. Okay, I'll reassign the date back to Jason. Okay, Jason, I don't think we should put it on the branch. That makes no sense to me. Like that's not gonna be backwards compatible in any way. So set this up as main branch under index data UIRS. Okay, this should be the main.
Okay, but then I have to retool my entire local environment.
Well, then you retool. Yeah, we don't want to let some random branches, right? I mean, so we should port this. When we should rename that repository. so it doesn't clash with the IRS, but that's secondary. I think the important thing is that Ian doesn't look for some branches. I mean, he just gets the main branch and deploys from there. Because
Well,
what
is it
was
even
your...
going to live here? Okay, whatever. It's fine. I'll just do it.
Yeah, just do it, and then, yeah, was there some idea in retaining that history and stuff that you were meditating?
The idea was that we're still using that, and Master is still what the other stuff is building off of. I didn't know if the fork on index data is going to be the new home of it, or if we're going to move it back to OLF, or what's happening. And so I created the fork of the OLF UIRS repo at index data, and I just use that as the remote for my local checkout of UIRS on the V2 branch.
Okay. No, that's fine. Yeah, just rewire the branches. I think that's fine for now. And then we'll make a decision about the naming and stuff. I don't think this needs to retain any backwards compatibility
I
with
do not have any. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, good.
That branch is not backwards compatible. Yeah, no,
Yeah,
that would be insane. It's bad
so
enough as it is.
sure. I think that's fine, like if we can have some history for future generations, but we don't have to like remember the
No,
entire. Okay, so please do
no.
it, and then let's make another ticket for Ian. Deploy index data UIRS to ensure once what's this ticket ID? That is. And so I just want to clarify, Ian. So what's the idea here? So we are going to have those RS tenants. We have three of those. And you created directory entries for those. And
Yeah.
then we have this, and then we have this special tenant, this reshare2 tenant, which is
Yeah.
separate.
So
Got it?
I'm only creating these when people create a ticket to ask for them created. So first
Yeah.
question was, can you create a environment that has this reshare2 software? And those were all the requirements. So just create a single tenant with all the software. So that's what I created as reshare2. And then
But
you opened another issue that said, can you create three Folio tenants on that environment that we can test nsip with? So that's what I did. And I just named them RS1, 2, and 3.
for those three tenants, you have deployed the broker and the mock.
Yes, that's correct.
And
So, yeah, we're keeping Alan waiting, by the way.
oh,
Alan
shit.
Jones? Yeah.
Okay. And so just final question. So for the reshare2
Yes.
tenants,
So
that includes the directory, and then it will include this UIRS
that's my
port
understanding, yeah. And that one has
ports.
automation that will pull in everything whenever those things are updated.
Okay, I think that's good.
Okay. All right. Yeah, as long as we're, I mean, I'm happy to change how it looks, but yeah, I'm just
I think at some point we'll need to add those UIs and backends to those RS tenants. But I guess for now it's not critical. We mainly just want to see this working. Okay. All right, guys, let's jump off to that other meeting, and then I'll clarify this, Ian.
okay.
Because let me also think a little bit about this UIRS, whether this should really go to this directory tenants.
Right.
Maybe it should really be a separate
Okay.
one. Because what I'm thinking is that eventually we want to test those UI, those ILL apps with that same broker installation with the same tenants that you added to the directory. So
Yeah, I mean,
I
If we could
I
just have RS1, 2, and 3 be everything, that would be great, right? If they had the new reshare,
yeah, I think
or is
so.
that not possible?
Let's do this. Let's do this because that's going to be really what we want eventually, right? So that Mallory can go in and she can create requests and like that's the whole flow between those three different tenants. For directory, I think let's keep it in this reshare two tenant because that's separate anyway. I mean, the
Right.
direct
And then just sort of have them mock on the other ones for now and then cut over once the directory is feature complete.
Exactly. And we'll cut over when we think we're
So
ready.
that could be renamed something like directory RS
Yeah.
something
Yeah.
like that, whatever that
Exactly.
makes more sense.
Exactly.
Okay.
You can call it directory 10 or just keep it at Richard 2 or
Right.
whatever. Okay. Good. I think that's fine. Let me just put it in the sprints.
All right. See you in another call.
Yeah, see you, Jason.
I don't think I'm on that other call, so I'll see you guys later.
See you.
Okay, I'm gonna jump off, getting the call. See you there.
All right, see you, Jakob.